cash credit.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Mike Williams is the first person that I know of to get the 10-bell salute twice.
Well, I mean, you got saved by the bell because last week two people passed away in the same week.
Well, no, he didn't.
It was just shared.
But bell. He didn't pass away last week.
Right, but you did it as a combo unit. Like two people of notoriety passed away, but now officially Mike Williams is no longer here. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his... The accident happened on a job site. A steel beam apparently fell on his head while working construction.
I have some great news to talk about, but let's start in the dumps.
Okay.
Let's start as low as I can.
Okay.
I wish people would stop, and I know why they're doing it, but they're putting a photo of Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams, and they're talking about the two of them. You know, obviously they played together and but. It's two entirely different things.
Completely different.
One died in a tragic accident. The other did not.
Correct.
And that's all I want to say at that, unless you want to go further. But I'm good believing it.
We can piss everybody off. Like, let's go for it.
All right. Well, we may do that in a minute. But right now, a bucket list was just announced.
A bucket list for who?
A bucket list item for me personally and for numerous people across the world, across the country, and more importantly, across the Tampa Bay area, was just announced.
And that is?
This event is so big and so important to me personally and to my son, I already have tickets to it.
Okay.
Tickets are not even on sale yet.
Okay.
And I believe yesterday, or really Monday night, was supposedly the last WWE event under Vince control.
Right, because now it's Endeavor, the merger between UFC and WWE.
Well, it's not a merger with the UFC and WWE. Right, the buyout is from Endeavor.
Right.
The UFC has nothing to do with it. And all of you wrestling fans that are like, they're combined. First of all, they're not combining. They said the sport, and these knuckleheads said, the sport of UFC.
Yeah.
The UFC is not a sport.
My favorite sport.
But you know what one of my favorite things is?
What is that?
I have two bucket list events I want to go to before I die.
WrestleMania?
No, I've been to WrestleMania. I want to go to the World Cup finale.
Okay.
And the second bucket list I now have tickets for.
And that is?
The greatest wrestling event of the year.
And that is?
Is coming to Tropicana next year. It was just announced.
And it's what? Money in the Bank?
The Royal Rumble is coming to Tropicana.
Tampa? Wow.
To Tropicana. It's not coming to Tampa. It's coming to Tropicana.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's coming to Tampa Bay, but it's coming to the Trop.
So what day do I need to be free?
I don't know.
What day is it, the event?
I
can make myself available, just like this Saturday night. Are you going to tell me what we're doing Saturday?
You said you have things planned.
I can always change those things.
No.
Those things are movable.
No. See,
we'll get amateur like.
Well, it's all my tickets. I'll stop the show for my Royal Rumble tickets. The thing is, I asked you, what are you doing on Saturday? And you showed where your allegiance is, even though you did honestly show your allegiance a couple days ago.
I did. I get that. I'm here right now.
Oh, that's not allegiance. That's killing me. That's not helping me. I asked you, what are you doing? And you said you have functions going on.
Yeah, but the functions can be changed.
You should always call me first.
What are you doing?
You should always say, hey, boss, what are we doing Saturday?
Okay, what are we doing Saturday, boss?
The USF Fighting Bulls have a football game.
Yes.
against the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
And Steve and I are going.
So you're going to a massacre?
Yeah.
See a real life massacre and happen? Like, that's nice. How many points they get beat by triple?
Well, it's going to be a lot, especially after they lost last week.
107 to.
It's going
to
be ugly.
40.
And I can't go into further details about what we're doing Saturday.
Okay.
But let's just say I'm going to need to have a bodyguard watching you.
Watching me?
I do not trust you Saturday at Tampa Stadium.
What?
That's all I'm going to say. And I've got people, security, they will be watching you.
Well, I got my own security. I got a squad now.
I'll stick with the security that'll be on you Saturday. Are you going to your other function, or are you going to go to the game?
Well, I'll go to the game. What time is the game?
I believe 3:30.
Oh, perfect. I can still do it all. I can do all three. So that's great.
Saturday should be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
Saturday should be interesting. But the biggest news in sports world, well, there's two.
Okay.
The New York Jets, and we'll talk about that. Allegedly,
they retired.
They are signing Kaepernick.
Well, they're out of the playoffs already, right?
Well, they've already been eliminated.
No, we're not the Jets. I'm talking about the Giants.
Both are.
The Giants got knocked out.
No, both are.
Took a slacking 40-0.
The Giants have a better chance of coming back and winning the game than the Jets do.
If they get a good quarterback, they can win. That's a pretty solid defense.
I just told you they signed Kaepernick.
Yeah, but he's explosive. I mean, he's an athlete. And he's had plenty of time to get ready. He has no injuries.
Yeah. He has had plenty of time.
Yeah, you know, he has that knee injury that keeps him kneeling all the time. But other than that, I think it's probably rehab by now.
You would think so.
So one knee injury to another.
You would think so. The other big news that we'll need to talk about, and no, it is not the biggest upset in the history of MMA.
I saw you on Facebook
with Joe Marquardt. No, it's Joe Marquardt. And then he called and laughed. He goes, I wish I would have thought at first when he brought up that Matt Hamill beating John Jones is the biggest, it's the biggest upset ever.
Man, this is only a loss.
Well, Matt Hamill didn't win that.
Yeah, but he didn't lose it either.
John Jones lost. John Jones was disqualified.
Right.
Matt Hamill in, not this very location, other location.
But under that same theory.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt Hamill, not in this location, but in the previous location, said he did not beat John Jones.
Listen, Aljamain Sterling got a belt because of a disqualification.
Absolutely.
So it's still a win.
Anthony Smith could have had a belt by a disqualification.
Still a win. A win's a win. And John Jones only lost once.
He hasn't lost.
He lost a DQ.
No, he has a DQ.
Peter Yan lost. He lost the belt. That has to be considered a loss.
Matt Hamill did not beat John Jones.
He absolutely beat him.
But Sean Strickland, shocking the world.
Yeah.
Did you watch the fight?
I did.
All right, this is what happened. So I put on all the social media, over, under, and every single person said, you will not be awake for the fight.
It's true.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30.
The fires were down in Sydney, Australia. So.
Well, that had nothing to do with it.
It's a later start time.
No, it's not.
No?
No. Sorry. Yeah, I think it was like Sunday morning of when their actual walk was. So I Googled the walk, and the walk was scheduled for, I think it was 12:45.
Okay.
So me being me, I'm always early. I set the alarm for, I believe it was 12:05.
Okay.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
I walk into the studio. This fight's over in the first round. Mike Evans called it. Well, really, he said in the second. He said, Israel, second round knockout, maybe third. So I'm seeing the commotion. And I'm like, what? I missed it. And then I saw it was just the end of the first round.
Ah.
And for people, I don't think it was a dominant fight, but he won that fight handily. You know what I mean? Dominant is,
Yeah,
he did everything he needed to do to win that fight.
Sure.
I am so excited. One of your mutual BKFC clowns. Of course you like him. I love Sean Strickland. Dude is honest. Dude is real. I love him. And Israel does not deserve a rematch.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's going to be Duplessis.
I don't know who it'll be.
I mean, that'd be a great fight.
I don't know who it'll be, but I think Israel needs to have another fight.
Is Strickland better for the UFC that he won the belt?
Than Israel?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
For just like the circus sideshow of the Sugar Sean O'Malley's.
Absolutely.
Dana loves it, right?
No, Dana says he doesn't like it, which I don't believe necessarily to be true. It's kind of like BKFC. You don't like it, but you like it.
Right.
You know, Lorenzo, I don't like naughty, your antics, naughty, right, but let's see you do it again.
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference when it came out that he punched somebody?
Yeah, I'll get off the airplane.
No, it was in Australia or wherever, Sydney, and somebody came up to him. He thought he was coming up as a fan, and Strickland is such a cool dude. You know, he's like, yeah, cool. He starts to walk up, and then he's like, Israel's going to this, Israel's going to that. So he hauled off and punched him in the stomach.
Yeah.
So then later he said that, you know, he doesn't have any bad blood. He'd love to see him again if he would like to get a photo. And he goes, and I'd like to thank you for not pressing charges.
Right.
So they asked Dana about it, and Dana's like, that guy's a piece of work, this, that, the other. He goes, do you know where the story leaked from? And all the media said, yeah, Strickland. Hmm. Sean Strickland's the one who let it out there. Yeah, I punched this dude. I love Sean Strickland. Yeah. I don't know any other way to say it. He did the show, and when Steve brought him over at International Fight Week, I was cringing. Not because I don't like him. I know I can't run it. We cannot run that interview on FCC radio. Yeah,
because you wouldn't understand the words.
Well,
it'd be bleep, bleep. It's like the Mike Perry.
Right.
It would be and they're very similar in personality. Like, they're very, like, you know.
That's similar, but I think Sean is a little more over the top than Mike.
Yeah.
Maybe Sean needs to learn from Mike, because, like, Mike was on last week. And
will the belt change him? Will it calm him down?
No.
Will he be as hungry?
He wanted to sell it. He asked how much could he get for the belt, because he wants spinners on his Honda.
Oh, that's nice.
And he was, you know, and then some media guy goes, the replicas are $1,700. I didn't think they were that much. And I wanted to say, hey, clown, this isn't a replica. This is the belt that Sean Strickland won.
He's got duct tape on it. He already broke it.
Not probably. He kind of like Lorenzo Hunnish. We will talk more about that. I still want to talk more about Sean Strickland. We'll run down the list. We're waiting for the phone numbers. Former Buccaneer Jeb Terry will be on in, I think it's the third hour. A lot of stuff to get to. We're streaming somewhere. I don't know where.
Buccaneers are 1-0.
They are 1-0. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about everything else that happened in the NFL and God knows what else. Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Yo, this is Sebastian Bach, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Turn it up!
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Randy Jones. I'm the cowboy from Village People. I sing YMCA, and I sing a song called Macho Man. But you're listening to Knockout Radio and my friend, the Nacho Man.
All right, we are back in the July Tournament of Pizza. I want to thank Randy for the liner. And Anthony sent me a message.
Okay.
I guess they were at another Comic-Con convention.
Yeah, up in Pennsylvania.
Whatever. And I guess he found a Macho Man Funko.
Okay.
And I don't know if he bought it, but he's like, hey, look at this. How cool is this? So I go, yeah,
they should be back in town. I got to get with them and start training again.
I'm sure you do.
So. Take a cruise out to the I-4 West.
You need to put more cushion on the ground.
Yeah, in case they fall.
In case we have another accident.
When you fall off your horse.
So yeah. Sean Strickland goes down to Australia, and he said for a minute he thought he was Australian.
And why is
that? Well, the cheers that he got, the love that he got.
Because the crocodile Dundee hat he had on?
Yeah, that too.
Do you think that's offensive?
No.
Wear a crocodile Dundee. I mean, it's like wearing like a beret when you go to like Paris.
No.
You know, they're mocking the culture.
No. Sean Strickland mocks somebody?
Because crocodile Dundee is not like, if you're Australian.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
Like if you're Australian, you would think that the crocodile Dundee is an offensive movie because it doesn't portray the real life in Australia.
I was with my brother in Vegas in a casino watching the stupidity that he does. And it was late at night. I finally talked him into going to his room, escort him. I start to leave, and the crocodile Dundee hunter was at one of the tables.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stone. Curtis Stone. Curtis Stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's the crocodile Dundee. Nice. He's the. And then I go back to my room in the hotel and found out that my brother did the typical, yeah, I'm good, and then he went back down.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, that is what he does. So Sean Strickland said that, I don't know, I haven't reached out to him, other than to congratulate him after the fight, that he would be back at Extreme Couture yesterday.
Okay.
He would be doing a striking class.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be more of a wrestling. You know, he alleges that all he worked on was wrestling. Now, when we were there, that's all he was working on. You know, he was doing like a wrestling class. It really wasn't the striking. And then when the striking class started, he was just walking around running the class. Sean Strickland is your middleweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Did he defend it?
Well, he's going to defend it.
Yeah, but what did he win the next fight? Like, who's he fight next?
I don't know. You know, Dana said Israel. And I don't think that's right. And again, Dana don't care. You know, he doesn't care what I think.
Right, of course. But at what point do you get an automatic rematch? Like, shouldn't it be if it's close, if there was a controversy, if it was a judge made a mistake, there was a...
Judges don't make mistakes.
They do make mistakes.
No, but it needs to be, in my opinion, a close... You know, he was winning the Pereira fight and then got caught and got stopped. I'm okay, everything that Israel did, everything that he's done for the organization, blah, 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 Triple Moore, blah, blah, blah. This wasn't the case. He won one round.
Yeah. Didn't I see him do an interview before with Megan, and he was talking about how, hey, if I don't win, you know, I'm still winning in life. Like, did he already check out mentally before the fight?
Well, he might have said the same thing after. You know, and I thought everything after was cool. He was very respectful. He said Sean Strickland kicked my ass. He was the better man tonight, which he was. Mm-hmm. His game plan was flawless.
Did he get rocked? Is that why he was like looked like he's fighting slow motion? Like, did he get knocked out? Like,
oh no, he got rocked in the first round.
But did he get knocked out? Like, was he out?
No.
Like, and they didn't call it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he didn't get knocked out.
Okay.
And what Sean Strickland said is, he goes, let's be honest, I don't have power.
I can hit you a lot of times. And what I did think was funny, and only Sean Strickland would say this, he thanked his dad for the physical abuse that he goes
endured.
Yeah, endured.
Life.
He goes, you know, I had a crappy life. I had this. I had that. I'll be back at work, and I guess I should thank my dad. He prepared me for this, and then kind of laughed.
Well, I mean, never know what's going to be inspirational, right?
I can't wait for what's next. I think he defends it, you know, whenever. I don't think he cares who he fights. And it doesn't even matter if whatever you're going to throw at me. Well, Israel had a bad night. Well, Israel, Sean Strickland dominated that fight. It wasn't a dominating fight. He dominated the fight, if you understand the difference.
Sure.
I mean, it, you know, it wasn't. Israel looked like he was in a fight. I mean, he took some punches, but, you know, we've seen dominating, just ugliness. This was just all defense.
Well, I'll be honest. I expected him to kind of do what he did with Romero, just kind of dance around, like stay away, counter strike. A very boring fight, a very boring thing to watch. Well, you know, so I didn't really have high expectations for the actual fight itself.
Don't you think it was, in a way, it was beautiful? I mean, it was beautiful. It was boring.
But if you didn't have the personal connection with Sean Strickland from being out of International Fight Week, having the one-on-one personal time with him, getting to know him as a person, if you didn't have that personal connection, that's not a great fight for the fan to watch.
I agree. And I think...
Whoa! I do agree with it? Yeah! I got an agreement from the man himself.
I do agree. But
show's over.
Because, well, that's fine. I can do a mic drop and go home. I'm good with that. No, we have Jeb Terry coming up, and I really need to get some info from him. I think because, A, it was a title fight. B, it was Israel. You know, if it would have been somebody different,
right,
maybe. I enjoyed watching it because it was Israel, and Israel was doing nothing.
Right.
I mean, I did get tired of Sean Strickland, I think, marched 412 miles in that fight, chasing Israel all around the ring, which was a bad look for Israel. But Israel couldn't do anything. He literally couldn't land anything. Sean Strickland looked like he was at the disco with the Village People.
Just having fun? Why?
Having whatever, but it was, hey.
That was good.
And then I went right back to sleep.
But we gotta
That's
have
not true.
But here's the thing. You got to have personality in the fight game. You know, I mean, there's fighters that go out there and just have the absolute skill and they dominate in what they do, but nobody knows who they are. You know what I mean? So, like, you got to have the personality to match the skill to really be a star. And I think the UFC is in a good place with Sugar Sean at the top and Sean Strickland at the top. I like it.
The thing, and I don't want to be a hypocrite, okay? A, there's a big difference. Like, I don't like certain... But I think Sean Strickland and I think Sean O'Malley are real people. They're not playing an act.
Yeah.
Where a lot of these guys play an act. And let's be honest, I think Lorenzo Hunt plays an act.
Yeah.
You know, we know Lorenzo
Hunt.
Yeah,
of course.
Lorenzo Hunt's a pretty good dude.
He's a great dude.
But he plays this act
right.
that he doesn't need to do. And does it benefit him? Probably. It's all a gimmick. I like the realness of both these guys because I've told you, I don't like other guys like this. I don't like Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for a lot of reasons, but the gimmick is old, yeah. You know.
Well, Conor's gimmick, it just, his blurs the line between criminal and
it's not blurred.
And all right.
It's not
so
blurred.
He crosses the line of criminal and entertainment, right? And because he's such a star and there's so much money behind it, you know, he gets out of stuff that other people wouldn't. So, you know, it's like the OJ effect.
Well, he didn't get away with anything because of who he was.
Who?
The OJ effect.
No. He would be locked up in prison forever if he would have.
Was found guilty.
Right.
He went to prison for something totally different,
stupid,
and ridiculous.
Strong-arming an
autograph. OJ should go to prison for the rest of his life because of how stupid he was.
You really think that happened? You don't think that was a setup?
What?
The OJ thing, with the autograph and the strong arm and the robbery.
Well, again, was it a setup? I mean, it might have been a setup by those people that were talking. It's like what you do to me. You know, you entice me and you get my blood boiling and you get me.
That's my job. That's what I did.
But I'm saying, so yes, it was a setup, but it wasn't a setup by the federal government. You know, he beat whatever. He was a free man forever.
Yeah.
And then he went and tried to strong arm to get something back that belonged to him.
He could just sign another one himself. Like, just go buy a football and sign it.
Exactly.
Like, oh, there's another autograph. Yeah, you literally can print your own money, right? Like, you print your own.
Yeah, now he doesn't.
I sign my own autographs. I don't even outsource it.
Bottom of the hour, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey there, this is Randy Jones. I'm the original cowboy from Village People, and you're listening to Knockout Radio, and you better watch out, because I'm going to be there before you know it. Take care.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio, Tournament Day Pizza. Oh, man, my heart just dropped for a second.
You're actually here?
Well, I thought he did a Mike Williams liner coming out of the break.
I thought it was pretty good of him that he did a Williams liner in general.
Well, yeah, like Mo Williams, and I was like, for a second, I was like, oh, man. But that's tough, man. It's tough to you know, hear the news, and finally the family had to take him off life support, and, you know, that's a terrible scenario for them to go through.
I did talk to a few people, including my friends at the Postal Service, and, you know, I try to tell them the idiots that I work with and I'm around, and I told them how you were arguing as to it mattered how Mike Williams died or why Mike Williams was on the construction site.
Yeah.
As to, and they all believe you're an idiot.
Well,
just saying.
But they don't know me.
Well, no. Okay, so if they knew you, they would know you're an idiot.
You slanted it your side.
So I didn't slant it at all.
You're a media guy. You always spin stuff.
You said it matters.
You always spin stuff.
You said it matters why he was on the construction site.
Your president just gave $6 billion back to Iran.
Well, he's an idiot, too.
So, you know, you're in that circle with those guys. You do
zero.
You do all that weird negotiating.
You know, I have always said, you know, and I'm arguing with the owner of BYB because Mike? He... Yeah, I like Mike.
What are you doing with Mike?
Mike is saying he's not my president. Yes, he is.
Well,
yes, he is. We've been places in New York. Yes, yes. And I've always said that the president is our president. The president is my president. And, you know, to have an autograph from the president would be very cool. I would not want this one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't accept it. If somebody offered it to me, I would. No, thanks.
Who's your favorite president?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And Trump.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump should now become the middleweight champion of the world.
He's got size on him. Got reach. Big guy.
Well, his age might hurt him against Strickland.
Oh, no.
Strickland can take him down.
Huh?
And Masvidal would come off the top rope. You know,
Masvidal would for sure. But didn't Masvidal get, didn't he put a thing out that he wants to fight a bunch of UFC women? Wants to fight like Shevchenko and like Nunez. Like, he was like calculating how many of the female fighters it would take to like knock him out like in a fight.
What is this, the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, like, I mean, try to create one.
The Royal Rumble coming to Tropicana Field.
I've heard that Clarissa Shields called out Keith Thurman.
Like, yeah.
In a real fight.
Yeah.
Like a real fight against Keith Thurman. And what do you do if you're Keith? Either way, you lose.
No, you don't.
You lose if you beat her.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Either way, you don't lose. You either A, beat her, or you fight her and lose. Lose whether you win or lose.
But you win, you beat a girl, so it tarnishes your legacy.
And that's why I've been, and it's the slippery slope that you like to say. That's why I'm not a big fan of WWE, whatever the other one is, AEW, whatever. And I don't know if they've ever done it because I've never watched. But I don't like when a female and male wrestler wrestle.
Yeah.
And again, it's scripted, it's fake, it's all that stuff. But it's still a bad, bad look. And to have a male punch a female, scripted, is a bad, bad look. And I think that would be awful. And I will always say that the male will beat the female. You know, of equal, I mean, Shields would kick my ass.
Oh, yeah.
But sure. She ain't kicking Keith Thurman's ass.
Yeah, right. There's levels to this stuff.
You know.
Like, there's genetics involved. And there's bone density involved.
And she's awesome. She is a great athlete. She is a great boxer. But it's kind of like the same ridiculousness of an MMA fighter and a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, Nagano's going to win this fight because he's banking $10 million.
Yeah, he already won.
Right. He's got to get the check first.
Right.
And then I was told by our...
I don't know. I'd take Reggie Miller. I'd take Cheryl Miller.
Over who?
Over Reggie. Like, she's got size on him. Stronger. He's got the little sticks.
Hold on a second.
He looks like Steve Lynette.
Reggie Miller would beat Cheryl Miller every single time. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they're brother-sister.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Reggie's going to elbow the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Well, to the face.
He does have sharp bones.
No, so I'm just saying. If you were to play against a female, it's one thing. But when it's your sister, oh, yeah. I'm elbowing the hell out of my sister.
Well, who would win in a real fist fight, street fight, real fight? Ronald McDonald or Steve Lanai? They both got the same size feet, same weight class. The same hair.
Idiot.
One's red, one's blonde.
You and Ronald McDonald have the same red shoes. So why are you throwing Steve under the bus when you would have a better chance of losing?
I just want to know who wins in a real fight, Ronald or Steve?
I don't know, and I don't care.
McDonald's has Diet Coke.
Then McDonald's. First of all, I don't like fountain drinks.
That's true.
What
is your deal with the fountain drink? Why are you so opposed?
I just don't like it.
You don't like the carbonation? You don't like the gas?
Yeah, I like the carbonation in the bottle.
Okay.
You know, where in the fountain, it's just not the same. It's not the same fizz. It's not the same burn. You know, it's a different taste.
So maybe it's the pressure of the can?
And I
Because you don't drink it out of bottles either, do you?
Oh, yeah, I drink it out of bottles.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You know, the best way to drink, I did a college presentation on Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And I think it's 6 ounce. Is it the 6 ounce bottle, 7 ounce bottle? The glass bottle.
Okay, yeah, a little.
Is the best way to drink it.
Because the glass.
The glass and the coldness. No, I'll drink it out of the bottle. The can is second.
Have you ever done the Pepsi challenge, like back when that was a popular thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time you did a challenge like that, like a blind taste test?
When I judge every year the Cuban sandwich contest.
Ooh.
That's blind.
When's that coming up?
I don't know.
Can we go do it?
Well, you can't.
Why can't I?
Because you don't have the qualifications.
I have a mouth.
That's a qualification.
Man, and if you're blind, I can't see.
Well, and it's not really that, you know, they bring them on a plate. You know, so you see them. You just don't know who is what. This is number one. This is number two.
Okay.
And I know that I've told this before. This is how I test them. This is how, because there's like 6-8 sandwiches.
Okay.
If you were to judge the Cuban sandwich contest,
yeah,
8 sandwiches, there's 8 in front of you, how would you do it?
By flavor.
How would you do it? What would you do? What would your system be? Would you have?
Well, I wouldn't want to take too much bite at first because you get full. So I'd probably like take one bite in the middle of each one, and it would be based on like the ratio of like mustard to meat, like ham to bread. So it'd have to be a ratio thing for me. Because, you know, like a pizza, for example. Like a real pizza is 25% crust, 25% sauce, 25% cheese, 25% topping. So it balances out where it's not overpowering in one area over the other. So same thing with a sandwich. Like when you layer it, if it's too heavy in one area, you're compensating for the lack of that something else doesn't have flavor.
Okay. This is how I did it. I take a bite of the first one.
Okay.
And again, I would have eaten every one of the sandwiches. There's eight of them. I'll eat them all. I take a bite or two, whatever. Then I take the second sandwich, and then I take a bite of that one.
Uh-huh.
And then is the second sandwich better than the first one?
Okay, so you got a sliding scale. So you keep one in rank.
Well, they're all together. So now I have two there. Now I take a bite of the third one. Is this jump to one? Is it two? Do I need to take a bite of two again? And that's how I do it.
Okay. I like it. I'm good with it. I think I like that idea.
I like the system.
Yeah.
And then after I'm done,
have you ever eaten one? You're like, that's it. Like whatever it is, this is there's nothing better than this.
No,
I love this. I'm not going any further.
No, first of all, you can't do that in a contest. You can't do that. But yeah, I've been like, oh, this is, and then I taste another one.
Do you pull it aside and wait till the very end, then you just go side like head to head?
No.
You don't have brackets?
No, it's not brackets.
Terrible. You're doing a line.
One to eight.
Yeah. Brackets the only way to go.
It's not.
You got to go 1 to 2, 3 to 4. 5 to 6, 7 to 8, and then winner out of each heat come to like and it's a head to head. You couldn't set it up like a bracket?
I think the UFC's looking for us at the Apex.
Are they really?
They are.
Oh.
They just brought somebody to our room.
Oh man.
We're not there.
Well, let's go.
Well, no, we're gonna have to we'll reevaluate.
But I think brackets is a better system. That way you have heat coming out, you know, 7, 8.
I could do that, but that's not the way it's set up.
Head to head.
But that's not how.
But you forget what you ate number two, number three. You always remember your first,
no,
right?
No, that's
why. You remember your first girlfriend?
No.
The first girl that you lost your manhood to?
No.
Your adolescence to,
no.
Your innocence
to. I remember the first girl I kissed.
Yeah.
It was my third grade teacher.
Oh, what? What?
Yep. Legend. Legendary story.
What? You have to share. You have to share this story.
I thought I've told you this.
No.
All right, hold on a second. Randy, y'all out of stories. That was our producer one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was a fact. This happened. So in the third grade in St. Petersburg, Florida, Lynch Elementary School, we'd both probably be in jail today, but innocent. It was innocent. So this teacher would take a couple kids every weekend, and we would go like
Epstein's Island.
We would go. I could say so many things that would be pretty funny, but would probably get me in trouble.
Go. There you go.
So she would like reward. Shockingly, I got a reward in any school. It doesn't matter when. So she would take a couple kids to different events. You know.
Okay.
So she was taking me and a couple other kids to Big Boy, which used to be a restaurant. It's a hamburger place.
Yeah, with the suspenders and
the suspenders
checkers.
So anybody who's from the St. Petersburg area remembers, I believe it was on 34th Street, and they had one of those huge slides,
okay,
like that's at the carnivals and fairs. You know, and you sit on the potato bag and you slide down it. So we're driving, and there was five kids in the car, and I was in the middle seat in the front.
Okay.
When Tom Jones came on the radio, you know who Tom Jones is?
Oh, is that Jerry's
dad? You know who Tom Jones is?
No.
I believe he's from Wales. Crooner. You know, they would throw, women would throw their panties on the stage to him and all that stuff. So there's a line in one of the songs, "Just help yourself to my lips," is in the song.
Okay.
So I reached over, jumped up, and I kissed her.
Wow.
Third grade.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
It is what it is.
Oh, man.
That's all I can tell.
I'm nervous about taking Steve to the game on Sunday.
What's that going to do with me?
Well, because if I take him, he's going to try to kiss me while I'm at the game.
What are the two of you clowns having
on the
me?
Field? Like, it's going to be public. Everyone will see
you. Trust me, you're not going to be on the field.
Please don't kiss me in front of the greatest quarterback coach of all time. Greatest head coach of all time.
The greatest collegiate coach of all
Nick
time.
Nick Saban.
The greatest collegiate coach.
Please don't kiss me.
Hold on a second. Saban. the greatest collegiate coach.
I don't know about that.
What?
I mean, Pat Summitt? John Wooden? John Wooden? John Wooden?
The greatest collegiate football coach.
Oh, well, now you're going football.
I'm changing it.
But you could John Wooden smashing Saban.
Well, I don't know about smashing, but John Wooden, and you're right, the Tennessee coach.
Pat Summitt.
Right.
Gino.
You know,
you got some legendary coaches in the college sporting industry.
Well, see, what world. I think is different is, like in Geno's case, he, not arguably, he had the best teams on the planet.
He built the best teams on the
planet.
He built the curriculum and the standard.
I understand that. Pat Summitt, the best teams. There was nobody that was going to. Collegiate's a little different, and yeah, he's done very well. But he doesn't have the titles that Geno has, that Pat Summitt has, like you said, that
John Wooden
has. Yeah. So, but I also think it was different, and even different than it is now, in that there was two good teams. There was maybe four good teams. Right now, there's a handful of teams that could. Bama just got beat.
Yeah.
Now, Bama loses Saturday.
Bama got beat by Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, so that's standard. But the playing field's so much more level now. And now you have NIL deals. Now you've got guys like, you know, a guy like Deion Sanders going to Colorado, bringing everyone with him. Right?
Some left.
He brought his own luggage.
But a lot left.
Right.
And big ups to the one kid that said, no, I'm staying.
And he earned a spot.
And earned a spot.
And he's killing it.
Yeah, I love it.
So, but a guy like Coach Prime is bringing people to a program that was in a powerhouse before. But they do cycle out. I mean, Notre Dame used to be a powerhouse. You know, then they fell off. You know, so it does.
That's because of Rudy. When Rudy left,
USC
Rudy took it with him.
Was untouchable for years.
Penn State.
You have some great programs out. Like, you know,
Miami.
Miami used to dominate. The U in the 80s was our better team, a more dominant team.
When they got off the plane in their camouflage.
They had your boy on it.
Alabama. Who was my boy?
The number three Buccaneer of all time, Warren Sapp.
All right, let's just play your stupid game for a minute.
Because Tom Brady, Baker Mayfield, Warren Sapp. He's undefeated.
Can I tell you one thing?
Did Sapp ever lose as a Buck?
Can I tell you one thing about Baker Mayfield?
Sure.
That play, if anybody questions Baker Mayfield's heart.
Oh, it's you can't question
on the, well, and you couldn't
you
before.
It. You showed it.
But who was shocked? All right, we need to hit this break. We'll talk more about Baker Mayfield. I'm getting the phone numbers. We'll head to the UFC in the second hour. Let's go. Look, talk about unprofessional. That's not you.
Those are fans. That's the studio audience, right?
No, it's the studio. Yeah,
those are our people.
They can't hear it, though. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's your Super Bowl champion quarterback in Trent Dilfer.
Oh, yeah?
Did he not win a Super Bowl?
He was Baltimore. On the team.
On the team?
He's on the
team. He was the starting quarterback.
Did he really do anything?
Yes.
It was defense won that Super Bowl, right?
He did not lose it.
Okay, there you go. So okay. Congratulations for not messing up enough.
Well, okay.
But that was season.
How about 0-2 when the Bucs won?
Because some teams, the quarterback wins.
I understand that. Who won the – who beat Oakland?
Huh?
Who beat Oakland?
Oakland.
Oh, my God. What? Stay with me. When the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl and they beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
Who won that? Was it Brad Johnson?
No. No, it was Dexter Jackson. Dexter Jackson.
Yeah, tell Dwight Smith that.
I'll tell him.
Yeah.
I know him.
I know him, too.
Yeah, I see him.
We're better friends. I can convince him to punch you in the face.
Come on. Dude, I'll fight that guy.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. He can even wear his helmet. It's fun.
He's going to wear his helmet?
He can wear it. I'll let him wear his helmet.
So how are you going to beat him?
What do you mean? Football players fight all the time with helmets on.
I know, which is not very smart.
NASCAR drivers do it, too.
Yeah. Neither one are.
If we could get Endeavor to back the first astronaut fight on the moon, they keep their helmets on, throwing punches like the NASCAR guys.
Do you like when you run? Do you like jump up
slow
in the air?
Slow motion. Yeah, like so. You go to do a Superman punch. It takes you 3 days to get there because there's no gravity.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, what was crazy about it is you actually have an octagon, and you're fighting above it. It's awesome.
You're fighting. Oh, my God. You know what the best part is? The first hour is almost done.
No, but you could have like a rope tether, you know, and they could pull you down to the corner to sit in your, like, in between rounds.
All right. You have an hour and 37 minutes because I'm going to introduce the first three guests.
Oh, okay.
You get to do the last one.
All right.
Okay.
This is a setup.
It's not a setup. It's have fun.
Set me up with it.
The first one, which will be hopefully right after the top of the hour, will be Alyssa Reed.
Okay.
Okay. And then Terrence Mitchell.
Yeah.
Who's fighting Raul Rosas, who was, you know, the golden boy, and then he lost in his last fight. A lot of people don't like him, and it's not his fault. Jeb Terry.
Okay.
And then you get to introduce the last guy.
And the last guy is?
No, I'll give you the paper.
Okay.
It just says his name. And let me hear how you're going to introduce him. Go ahead. Live radio.
Dan
Yeah, that's who he's fighting.
Okay.
Nice try.
Christos Gagos.
That's not bad. It's pretty close.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's right, but it's pretty close. It's better than a lot of the other names.
You like to make me look bad on the radio.
I don't. You don't need any help.
Well, you like to see me squirm. You like to see me like you like.
Coming from you, that's funny.
You like to see me get set up. You like make me say a bad name or like, you know, introduce somebody wrong.
Coming from you, that's hilarious. You've already said on the show twice that's what you think your job is.
It's my job.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm pretty good at it.
I think we're streaming on the knockoutradio.com.
Yeah, look,
it Knockout Radio Facebook page.
And can I get some credit for wearing the right uniform today?
Yeah, so am I.
8 man strong, bucked up energy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're double good.
Pretty much like a...
I texted the office manager at Staff Zone. I'm like, I'm still waiting for the shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wear them if you don't send them.
I have a hard hat in the truck.
Yeah, you found that on the road, though.
I did. It's nice. It's got an Air Jordan sticker on the side. I should probably put it up there like, hey, did anybody lose their hard hat yesterday?
If you're just tuning in, WWE has announced, I can't wait, my bucket list, the Royal Rumble coming
Royal
to the
Rumble.
Drop. And it's funny, I've reached out to a few people, already have tickets. Hall of Fame Buccaneer.
How many people in the Royal Rumble? 30?
Yeah.
Is there a number? Is it capped?
Yeah, it's 30.
Because I could fill in.
Yeah.
They need another guy.
I've already told the person I'm going with, and I'm going to wait to make sure it's okay that I could name names. You know, I've been to many events. You know, I don't cheer. I don't clap. I don't even get excited. Have you ever seen me excited? Seriously.
When the Outback Bowl, when they bring the shrimp platter by the press box.
Yeah,
like,
that's fine.
I've seen you shake down the shrimp, like the guy in the costume, like checking pockets. I mean, I've seen you excited.
When we go up there and, you know, it's the steak chunks and, you know. Yeah, I get it. I'm talking about sports.
It's a great way to start off the new year.
Yeah.
I mean, have we ever had a bad new year?
Well, now, because they're out.
Well,
it's not the Outback Bowl.
But the last one was good, though.
Yeah.
What was it? The Equifax or some financial firm?
So have you ever seen me get excited, get anything? Seriously. At a sporting event.
Not really.
I have told the person who acquired our tickets. Our tickets, meaning my son's and mine. that I will scream the countdown every time.
Oh, will you?
Oh, yeah. You hear the noise, you know, whatever their song is.
You won't do it.
I guarantee you I will.
You're
guarantee
full of it. You're a professional.
Well, I'm going as a fan.
Or you're just numb to it all.
I am numb to it all.
So, because you've seen it all, you've done it all. You're not going to.
It's the Royal Rumble.
You're not going to do it.
I am.
Unless we're there, you won't do it.
Well, you won't be there.
I'm there.
Well, you may be there.
I might be in the ring.
But you won't be in our seats.
At the BKSC, you were like, oh, what'd you do? You're going to be in the ring during the fight?
That's what I told your wife.
I don't know. And that's what I did.
And that's
so what I might end up in the Royal Rumble.
It might be. You know, the WrestleMania that I went to, I was told by Wes Sims. Wes Sims said, if Ric Flair needs help, he's going in. And I was worried.
Yeah, because
I really thought Wes would do it. And, you know, he was sitting the other, like we were facing, and he was on the other side facing. And I was watching him the whole time. But then we got summoned to the top of the press box to be with Vince and all them. So I couldn't protect Wes.
Now, speaking of your boy Ric Flair, have you seen that interview you did with Theo Vaughn? Do you know who Theo is?
No.
Theo's a comedian. He does a lot of podcasts. He's kind of like the Logan Paul, like that younger generation.
There is no kind of like Logan Paul.
Well, but he's a comedian. He's in that same kind of genre. But he did an interview with Ric Flair, and he was talking about, you know, in this video that I watched, it was like, hey, the plane is full of cocaine. Right, Randy? Like, you got a plane full of cocaine, and you got to get through that cocaine. Like, you know, who is the guy, you know, from the wrestling world? And he was like Rod Piper. He's like Roddy Piper. That was the guy. And then he tells a story about them being in the Dominican Republic or, you know, down in the islands. And, you know, so how do you feel about athletes after they've passed on, people telling real life stories that may or may not happen, you know, where they can't defend themselves?
Yeah. Well, I think I told you last week that was my brother's comment on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
that, you know,
Mercury.
About Freddie Mercury, and it puts Freddie Mercury in a bad light, and it, you know, he's a jerk, and he's not here to defend him. But the thing that I found interesting was there was nobody there that defended him. There has to be somebody, his sister, because in the movie there was a sister and his parents. I know this was a long time ago when Freddie passed away, so the parents might have passed. But not a single person that I know of. But yeah, I mean.
But if it's real, I mean, if it really happened and Rick was with them and this is what they went through
for
together.
Sure. Look at Bob Barker. There's stuff that's coming out about Bob Barker.
Yeah.
You know, here, no, not a, and I have a problem with.
He used to Plinko chicks or what?
All right. I got to give you that one.
Thank you. That's a mic drop. I guess I'm going home early today.
That wasn't awful. But yeah, you know, nobody can fight that. But why do you wait until I would come? What?
I did save some screenshot the other day because I have another pet peeve I was going to ask you about your opinion on it. And I don't remember what it was. So hopefully I can recall it. But let's see.
Dead air stinks. Either you have something to bring or you don't.
I found a picture of a guy watching a football game in full outfit, you know, full, you know, uniform with helmet on, ready to go in just in case.
I flipped now that Spectrum has ESPN back. And on Monday Night Football, the Mannings, you know, they do the thing on ESPN2, you know, where they talk and they have guests. They had Ryan Fitzpatrick on.
Okay.
While he was on, he wore a football helmet.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to be suited. You know, like if you don't do it right, you can't play.
I'm not sure he could make it down to the field.
No.
You know, at this point. But yeah, it was kind of humorous. So,
did you work with a company, a local company, that does like signage and a banner, like a display cases? Didn't you do some kind of work with those guys?
Yeah,
you
why?
Still work with them?
Why? What do you?
Well, they just messaged me back about a set of lockers for the school, for the
very
academy.
Cool. Very cool. They're good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can I name drop you? Can I say, hey,
sure,
Randy Harris sent me over?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely. We got a couple things in the hopper.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple things.
What you got?
I can't tell you.
Tell me.
You're not involved in it.
Well, I'm in the know. I'm in the inner circle. I'm in the Harris Circle of Trust. You know this.
Well, first of all, you're not. It that takes time.
What are you talking about? 10 years. How long do I got to wait? This is the Hall of Fame. I got to wait 5 years till I retire. Like, I gotta be fired, wait 5 years to come back?
I had somebody text me about the Patriots putting Tom Brady in their Ring of Honor, or their Hall of Fame.
Well, they retired a number on
Sunday. Well, I don't know. I didn't watch. But, you know, this person was like, don't you have to wait 5 years? I'm like, that's the Hall of Fame. It's not a team. The team can do whatever they want.
Now, can you be in the Hall of Fame? True question. I'm not being stupid. Can you be inducted in the NFL Hall of Fame and then come out and go play again and retire or unretire and play again?
Of course you could.
Okay.
Now, again, you have to be out 5 years.
Okay.
Well, so Kaepernick could have been in, and he's been out about that long, right? So, yeah, I mean, technically.
Okay.
You know, and Brady had, you know, pushed it back. He was already going to have that start. You know, everybody gave him gifts, and he retired, and then he unretired. So his 5 years kind of restarted. All right, let's go hit a top-of-the-hour break. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas, to the Apex, as we get ready for this weekend's UFC. And our first guest, Alyssa Reed, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt Hasselbeck of the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.